ABC Radio Australia.
Well, in a world first, commercial companies have been given a contract to deliver life-saving vaccines by drone. Now, like many countries in the Pacific, Vanuatu's islands are spread over a huge distance and many villages remain without roads, making delivery of medicine to many places a challenge. But as Yara Murray-Atfield reports, this new project in Vanuatu is aiming to change that by having the medicine flown in.
Nurse Dominique Veratos works in the village of Melsisi in Vanuatu's Pentecost Island and is in charge of ordering vaccines not just for the village but for the entire island from the capital, Port Vila. But he says getting those vaccines to the people who need them can often be a struggle.
When we get heavy rain, trucks unable to pass through and cross the rivers. In that case, we have to notify officials in Port Vila and tell them to hold the vaccines. Then, when they do send the vaccines, we have to send a vehicle from here to pick them up.
His story is familiar across Vanuatu, with more than 80 islands spread across 1,600 kilometres and many villages don't have reliable road access. But his job might become easier soon. In a world first, two companies have been given commercial contracts to trial the delivery of vaccines to hard-to-reach places by drone. The contracts were advertised by the Vanuatu government, and from 20 companies looking to take on the job, the two successful bids came from Germany's Wingcopter Holding and the Australian firm Swoop Aero, whose founder and chief executive is Eric Peck.
It's a really exciting opportunity because it was the first global tender for drone transport ever released.
The contracts come in two parts. The first starts in a month when the drones will do test runs from an airstrip on the main island of Efate to three smaller islands off Vanuatu's north coast, flying to and from cordoned off areas. The second phase of the trial will start in January when the companies will begin transporting vaccines to health facilities on each of the three islands. If the drones prove their viability during that time, Vanuatu's Ministry of Health and its Civil Aviation Authority will sign off on expanding the program to regular deliveries of vaccines across the country. The project is supported by the world's largest procurer of vaccines, UNICEF. Andrew Parker is head of their Vanuatu field office, and he says vaccines have traditionally been a huge challenge to transport to the country's remote areas.
If you imagine that you have an icy pop or an ice lolly, and you have to move that from a national cold store, that's relatively easy to move. You've then got to move that to the health centres, which gets a little bit more difficult given that some places have no roads and you have to start using boats, open boats in the bright sun. And then from health centres, if the vaccine teams are looking to head out into communities to vaccinate children, they have to then physically carry cold boxes with the ice packs to avoid the vaccines rising in temperature. They have a very narrow band in which they can remain viable between 2 and 8 degrees centigrade.
Swoop Aero's Eric Peck says the drones are designed to make life easier for everyone involved.
A healthcare worker can pack a series of vaccines in a WHO-approved vaccine carrier. They hand it over to us. We can drop it into the aircraft, load a pre-planned flight route, hit go. Once it's on the ground, a healthcare worker or a nurse or a doctor at the other end working in the villages can walk up to it, open a hatch on the top, pull out the vaccine carrier, close the lid, press a button on the side of the aircraft. It counts down from 15, takes back off vertically and flies back home.
In Pentecost, nurse Dominique Veratos says once vaccines do arrive to his island, many places are still not reachable by road, and he spent hours and sometimes days walking the medicine to villages down bush tracks.
So with the drone?
With the drone, it will be a big help. It can go deliver the vaccines and come back. Well, I don't have to go anywhere. I can help at the health facility instead, seeing sick people or pregnant women.
If the trials go well, the Vanuatu Ministry of Health still needs to grant approval for non-medical professionals to handle the medicine, and the Civil Aviation Authority would need to give approval for the flight paths. UNICEF's Andrew Parker says there are still lots of unknowns as far as the new technology is concerned, but it could be a game changer for delivering medicine right across the Pacific.
Should that prove promising, then certainly the results will be of interest to many of the Pacific Island countries that face similar logistical challenges.
The first trial for the technology will begin on December 3rd and will work with health professionals and people from across the community to get it ready for takeoff.